What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sherita, and this is Fast. Hey, y'all. What's going on? Welcome back to Spaz. How's it going? I hope everything is going well and everybody is flourishing and still continuing to have a beautiful year. So far, 2023 has been a great year, and I feel like we're literally just getting started. I don't know. I just feel good about the year. I mean, I feel good about every year, but this, I mean, it's been a very long time since I like confidently felt good about what's to come. You know what I mean? Even if I just get like a piece of what's to come, I know that there's more to follow. And for some reason, I'm just very certain by that. So, you know, I'm hoping that you guys are feeling just as optimistic for the year and just as hopeful and positive for what's to come for you guys' near future as well. But, you know what I'm saying? We're here to spaz out. So let's go ahead and get into it. You know, as you guys heard from the beginning, this episode is going to be based on, well, discussing, should I say, I don't want to base it, but like, we're going to discuss boundaries. Like, what is it? What does it mean? What does it look like? Is it even being used properly, like the term? Or is it just a coined term that is trendy right now? And so everybody wants to set a boundary for everything. Is it an opt-out mechanism? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of things that I've been sitting with for a while now. And I've been meaning to record an episode about this and just have not got behind the mic about it. So, you know, I want to go ahead and get into it. And so, you know, let's go. So we're going to go ahead and get into it with going with, you know, the definition of boundary so we can get a clue about what exactly does it mean. I mean, we all know. Well, I mean, you know what? I don't even know. I'm not going to say what we all know because that's actually the point of the conversation today, right? But the definition of boundary, and I'm reading this from the dictionary app, whatever that looks like for y'all. It says, something that indicates bounds or limits, a limiting or bounding line. Okay? All right? That's boundary. So we all know that in today's world and in today's society with social media, all kind of podcasts, all kind of self-help books out, we all understand what it means to how important it is to maintain a healthy mental mind frame. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that your mental health is of top priority to you, because if your mental ain't aligned or it's not healthy or it's not right or whatever the case may be, chances are you're just not going to be, you know what I'm saying, moving properly, asserting yourself properly, getting the most out of life because you're mentally drained. You're not mentally healthy. You are mentally discombobulated and all other kind of things. So we know how important mental health is. We also know how it's been a big discussion in Black and brown communities and so forth because we weren't, I guess we understood mental health to an extent. You understand what I'm saying? But we weren't always as, invested in it. You know what I mean? We all know that therapy was not a big thing in Black and brown homes. What goes on in his house stays in his house. You keep it in the house. Therapy's for crazy people. I ain't going to tell all that motherfucker my business or what they writing it. They writing that down for they gonna use that against you one day. All these theories that we've heard growing up, and I'm not gonna say that all of them ain't true. Some of them I still live by, and some of them I still struggle with the thought of trying to come against it, you know, and understanding that that's not the reality, but then at the same time, I cannot talk today. At the same time, some of it is legit. Some of it is real. Some things that my mom instilled in me as a kid, even though it came from a very unhealthy, paranoid mind frame based off her lifestyle and what she was exposing herself to and what she had to deal with and endure. She taught me and my sister certain things about that. However, mama was a lion. Like I said, certain things apply. However, with this whole newfound welcoming community and understanding of mental health and boundaries and no means no and asserting yourself with no and not doing things just because, you know, all these conversations that are happening, I tend to find out, I tend to see and notice that boundaries, people setting their boundaries is being used very, very loosely. In my personal opinion, y'all know what's up. Y'all been sitting with me on Smash for a cool minute now. We've been rocking with this since 2018. Y'all know my podcast is based off of my personal opinion. I'm never on this mic trying to personally offend anybody or come at anybody, anything like that. I'm always giving you guys my outlook from the Black female that I am. So that's always going to be my take on whatever it is that I'm talking about. I can only speak for myself and my experiences or my thoughts and, you know, et cetera. But I've noticed that people are quick to say, like, you know what, that's, I'm setting a boundary with that and that's a boundary, or, you know, I know, friend, that's what's up. Like, you know, set your boundaries, girl. Like, yep, boundaries. It's used so loosely. You know what I'm saying? To where I had a conversation, and this is what triggered me. Like, you know, I got to get on the mic and talk about this. I had a conversation one time about with one of the homies, and this was in place about, you know, the importance of setting boundaries and finding certain things or, you know, aligning and, you know, relearning herself and relearning what boundaries were to her and what she needs to do to set them for her own mental peace and things of that nature, right? And all of that's legit. All of that's legit. There's nothing wrong with none of it. But what I had tend to notice was we were sitting back and we were having a conversation. And in this point of my time, like in this phase that we were having this conversation, I was already dealing with certain hard relationships and semi-fallouts that I felt that could have been resolved with basic communication, simple communication. If y'all don't really know, I'm a communicator. Like, I believe I'm a thorough communicator, and I'm the type of communicator to where it doesn't bother me to have whatever conversation you're trying to have with whatever tone you're trying to have it in. But for me, you know, I don't understand why as adults we can't sit down and conduct and present our thoughts in an elegant way, you know what I mean? And to where we can come to some kind of conclusion that we both can move on in a peaceful state, you know what I mean? With some type of a closed door or some type of a closure, some type of understanding, some type of an agreement, some type of an agree to disagree type of situation. And what I've been noticing a lot lately, first of all, I've always felt that communication was a very hard thing for people, and I never understood why. Communication for me always came very simple. You know, speak your mind. You know what I'm saying? It was just as simple as speaking your mind. It wasn't until I got a little bit older and into my adult years and having certain conversations with friends and family and things of that nature where I really realized how hard it is for people to truly communicate and to really, really comfortably express their thoughts. I'm not going to sit here and hold y'all a lie. That's wild to me. Like, that really is wild to me. And it's only wild to me because it doesn't resonate with me because I don't identify with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's not something that came hard to me, even when I was a kid. Like, it just didn't come hard to me to express myself. And I'm really grateful that that wasn't a struggle for me because I understand that that's a real struggle for people. Some people will never learn how to properly communicate. And I'm at a point now to where it's like, you know, it's either in you or it's not. And that's that. You either want to learn and better it and learn how to communicate, or you don't. You're content with not being a confrontational person. And I, you know, let's hone on to that real quick. People take communication, when I've talked to people about this matter of them not knowing how to properly communicate or with them, you know, their personal struggles with communication, a lot of people go back and they always come back to this. I don't like confrontation. That's why I'm not a strong communicator. Like, confrontation makes me uncomfortable and things of that nature. Confrontation to me, and although I understand that, and that is very fair, I get it. They don't want to make people upset. They don't want to ruffle feathers and things of that nature. But when it comes down to that confrontation, that has always been interesting to me, simply because it's like, confrontation to me, it's not always been, I don't associate confrontation with negative. You understand what I'm saying? Confrontation is basically confronting something. You know what I mean? In my book, you know, like, confrontation is you confronting something. And that does not always mean that it has to be a negative thing. Just by you approaching something and bringing something to the light and, confronting a situation, that doesn't mean it has to be like rah, rah, hood, hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, ain't got to be like that. You ain't got to be all heated up and rowdy, getting ready to fight or arguing with each other, getting out of control. Confrontation is, like I said, confronting something that might be bothering you, confronting something that made you feel good at one point in time that you want to confront what that was that made you. I mean, it's all kind of things that it could be positively looked at, and instead it has such a dark connotation to it, and I've never understood that. And I always when I'm having this type of conversation with people and community, you know, boundaries, confrontation, conversation, communication, those type of things come up, it all kind of plays in like a semi-ecosystem between these words, right? And I just be looking at it like, damn, like, man, like, I don't understand. And I always use the example, like, but confrontation ain't always turn. It's what you make it. You understand what I'm saying? That's why what I just said in the beginning, when I said I'm okay with communication and I'm going to have a communication with whatever level you're trying to have it. I've always been like that. You want to get with the shit and lose your damn mind like you done lost your mind? We can lose it together and be clowns together. I don't really lean too much into that now because we're adults and it's unnecessary. You know what I mean? But that's not to say that just because I'm an adult and I'm in my growth season, or I've learned to walk away or to not let certain things shift my tone of voice or my focus of whatever outcome I'm trying to get out of the conversation to go left field and go haywired. But I'm not going to never not sit back and acknowledge that we're human and that we have emotions. You understand what I'm saying? And I happen to be a very passionate person. I speak with passion. I've always been that way. I didn't really understand the term that I was a passionate speaker until I got older and really started doing research and really sitting with myself and really understanding, like, man, I ain't always angry. I don't always be talking about shit, or I don't be doing this and that. Like, where does this come from? Why am I always hearing this? Like, you know what? Somebody had told me one day, like, you know, it's true, you're just a passionate person. And I was like, that's it right there. Yes, I am. I'm very passionate. I'm very passionate in how I describe things. I'm passionate about what I love. I'm passionate about what I believe in. And you can hear it when I'm expressing myself. That just happens to be me. Everybody is different. Some people aren't passionate. Some people are naturally very nonchalant. You know, that's just who they are. It's like the same way some people just have dry sense of humor. You know what I mean? Or dry conversation, dry reactions. Like, that could be just who they are. You know what I mean? People are who they are. I think that we're also living in a society to where we're in a comparison lifestyle, to where everything is posted, to where everybody is constantly watching somebody else's page, comparing yourself to it. Nobody's really truly being their authentic self like that no more, unfortunately. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist, because I know a lot of people that are authentically their self. I am. I'm 100% myself, and I know people who are like this, and I know that I'm going to continue to keep attracting people who are going to be authentically their self. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm not going to make it seem like it doesn't exist anymore, because that's just a lie. But we are in a space, in a time frame, you know, just in a generation of everybody's comparing. Everybody wants to set these boundaries. Everybody wants to be the best communicator. Everybody wants to have something to say. Everybody wants to influence. Everybody wants to be the one to be people on. Everybody wants to be conscious. Everybody wants to be woke. All of these things that everybody want to do can be very overwhelming, especially for somebody who is not fully aligned. Somebody who has a very open spirit to where they're easily influenced and they don't really know who they are. And a lot of people who struggle with that type of identity swear up and down that they know exactly who they are. And you can sit back and watch them be influenced by other people, different sayings, different conversations, switching up and things of that nature. You already know how I feel about the switch up. And why I be doing smaller crowds and things like that for that very reason. I literally will see people get lost in like imitating each other. And that's crazy to me. Group texts, group thinking on the comments and things of that nature. Like it's amazing, right? But that's where we at in society, and that's just what it is. And I don't think it's ever gonna change. It's here to stay. It's just more so of educate yourself and do better. Get more in tune with yourself and align with who you are, who you truly are, outside of anybody's computer, outside of anybody's opinion, outside of anybody's thoughts. And, you know, just sit with yourself and really tap in. Like, who are you? What do you want out of life? And so forth. That's a whole nother thing. But back to the core reason of what I'm saying here is communication. So everybody struggles with communication. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to confront things. Things like that may make a person uncomfortable. And like I said, that was interesting to me until I got into certain situations. And I'm not saying that I'm never in situations where I'm uncomfortable. I've been in many situations where I'm very uncomfortable, at a loss for words, whatever the case may be. There's moments where I'm feeling that way that I have no problem speaking about it. Like, hey, I'm really uncomfortable right now. Or, hey, can you clarify that? I have no problem asking for clarity. Or there's been times where I just sit there and I'm stuck and I'm processing it, and it takes me days to process it. And sometimes I revisit it, if it's that serious to me, or sometimes I just let it go and I just take it in and I do better and apply it the next time, whatever the case may be. But what I've seen is that people will set a boundary. This is so crazy to me, but people would set a boundary. This is just an example. People would set a boundary with somebody and that person not even know why this person is setting a boundary, what came to this, where is this coming from, or anything of that nature, because a conversation was not had. Listen, I'm going to give an example. Okay, I have boundaries with my parents, okay? My parents tend to they can just stress me, and it's on different levels. And you know, everybody goes through their things with their family and their parents and whatnot, and you know, but I can't really describe mine because it's different. It can be really, really stressful having deaf parents. It could be stressful if I got to be really honest. It could be very, very difficult and stressful having parents that don't speak English as their first language. The communication is off. You know what I mean? Even though I sign and I do American Sign Language and that is my first language, I do still use English. I use English every day, all day. I talk. I'm not a deaf person. You know what I mean? I listen to music. I watch TV. I listen to music. I communicate with people. I'm exposed to language. You understand what I'm saying? And so dealing with deaf parents who we have a language barrier there, that gets really frustrating for me because I'm such a communicator. It gets really hard and difficult and frustrating for me. And then my parents tend to just do things that are out of the normal or just kind of out of this world, or things that have always drove me crazy as a child that when I got older, I was able to express it. I expressed how I felt about it. I expressed how certain things that they did made me feel a certain type of way, or that I was tired of certain behaviors that they exhibited. And you know, I gave them the opportunity to clean that up or to not bring that to me because it gave me a certain level of stress or anxiety. And I will, you know, politely communicate. This is my parents. And so, of course, I'm going to, you know, if I'm not comfortable talking to nobody, I should be comfortable talking to my parents. You feel me? So I would go ahead and bring this to their attention, give them some time to take it in and hopefully apply that, right? Time went on, years went by, and there was no changes made, right? After I've already expressed to myself how this makes me feel, how this stresses me out, and the amount of anxiety that it brings to me. I'm expressing this, right, in a way, in a level that they can digest it and obtain it. When they continue to not take that in and continue to do what the fuck they want to do, and this is actually a solid example because these are my parents I'm talking about. That's when I have no problem creating a boundary of what I'm not going to deal with, what my limit is. We just read the definition, right? It's a limit. And that's really what it is. This is my limit. I ain't really fooling with that. Like a soft example, COVID. When COVID hit, my mom used to stress me the fuck out about COVID. Like, I'm talking about stress me the fuck out. This is a perfect example. And it was every day, by the hour, by the minute. She's, you know, going back and forth about the vaccination shots. She's all on Facebook. People are saying that, you know, chips are being put in them. Some people are saying if you don't get the shots, you're going to die and this and that. And my mom is already naturally a panicker. And she just panicked, you know, overall, because, I mean, you know, to be fair, the whole world was in a panic. You feel me? So I'm not going to make it seem like my mom was crazy for panicking. Shit, the whole world was fucking panicking. So, you know, Debbie was in line panicking right along with them. It came a certain point to where it got so overwhelming hearing about the you know, COVID-19, cities being shut down and weren't able to do anything. You know, people losing jobs, furloughed from work. Black people getting stumped down and killed in the streets. Riots are happening. There was a lot going on in that short time frame and still is going on. And COVID is still a thing. I'm not going to sit there and act like it's not. COVID is still out there and it's still a thing. I'm not going to make it seem like this was fake news because it absolutely wasn't, clearly. But with her coming at me every day with news, what the news says, if you guys know, I don't watch the news and I haven't watched the news for years. And even during COVID, I did not watch the news. And although sometimes I feel like that's not a good thing because I'm not really aware of what's going on in the world at all times, I'm only aware based off of conversations that I have or what I choose to see and take in on the internet. I do not watch the news. Or if it's on TV and I'm at, like, I don't know, like a doctor's appointment, I'm out and about, I'm at the nail shop and they have the news playing, I might like tap in here and there. But 9 times out of 10, I'm going to put my headphones on and zone out to some music or an audiobook or a podcast. I just don't like taking in the news. I feel like it's very, very negative. And I've been this way for years. I'm talking about since I've been an adult. I've never watched the news as a kid. My grandma, of course, always had it on. And My grandma and grandmother were big on watching the news in the morning time, and they would definitely talk about world events and things of that nature. But then it got to a point where it just started getting really confusing. I started questioning what was real, what was fake. It was really negative, and I just was like, you know what? I mean, I'm not even gonna partake in this no more. And that's been that. So my mom taking this all in, it scared her. And so she would bring that to the chat with me and my sister every day, like just every day talking about it. And I would tell my mom, Mama, I don't want to talk about this. You're going to drive me crazy. After some time, and I mean like after some months of her doing this on a regular, every day, daily, driving me fucking insane. And I would tell her, like, Mama, can you please stop doing this? Like, stop. Like, I don't want to do this. Stop. My mom was, she'll text back and be like, okay, I understand. I'm just going to stop. I'm just not going to watch no more. People are crazy. I'm just going to give it to God and pray to God, blah, blah, blah. One thing that I've learned and I still do struggle with, but certain things I'm good with. And when it came down to COVID, I really did give it to God and left it there. And I don't leave everything with God. I'm not even going to hold y'all. Like, there's some things I pray on really tough and I still question. And I think that that's why God be spanking my ass and tapping my ass the way that he feels the need to do so. And I'm not going to argue with him. Sometimes I do need a wake-up call and I need my ass tapped. I need that reminder that, you know, he is God and who's above him type of thing. But so, again, I don't, you know, leave everything with him the way that we should, or the way that I feel like I should. But one thing about COVID, being furloughed from work and everything else, I left that with God. I sincerely had a prayer and was like, Lord, take this from me and just hold on to it until I'm ready to handle it. And that's just what it was, because it was that stressful for me. And I knew off rip, I was not going to be able to handle it. I did not want to handle it. And I had no capacity to even try to figure out how to handle it. I was going to go day by day, which is why I'm really big on day by day. I take things easily because I leaned on him heavily, God, that is, to just handle that. And so my mom saying things like that, like, I'm just going to leave it to God. And then, like, the next hour, bringing it back up, it's like, okay, so I thought you left it with God. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm reading it, thinking like this. And I would say it. Every blue moon, if I was that irritated with her that day, I would express it and say it. Finally, it got to the point where I was like, okay, mama, you keep talking about this. I'm stressing out. I'm going to have to block you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to block you for a while because I'm not dealing with this. And I don't think my mom thought I was serious. I was raised pretty old school to where, you know, you don't do those type of things. You know, how dare you block your mom? You know what I'm saying? People will shame you. People will shame you. And this is when I really knew boundaries wasn't really understood the way people were saying it. Like, y'all just be talking. Like, this is really when I knew it. Like, all right, y'all motherfuckers just be fucking talking just to talk. It's so many people that just be running a damn mouth. It's a lot of people that may be, you know, listen to my podcast and think I'm running my mouth. But shout out to you that continue to listen to hear me run my mouth. Because if I'm running my mouth, what you tapping in for? You feel me? Or are you just being nosy? Either way, welcome to this past party. But just running your mouth just to be running it. You understand what I'm saying? And so I went on ahead and blocked her. I blocked my mom for a while. Like, all right, you know what? I'm going to block her for a minute. And I can see her and my sister, like my sister replying back to her, because I can still see the replies. I just couldn't see my mom's replies. And then my sister will eventually come back and be like, you know, sis, you can't be. My sister's the oldest and she's just that type of child. You cannot be just blocking mama, and that's just not okay. And honestly, she low key will try to shame me, but that shit just don't work for me. Like, honestly, like, it just don't work for me because I really am. I said what I said and I'm. And that's that. Like, you know, I don't really, and I don't, these hashtags, man, because I said what I said as a hashtag too, but motherfucker, did you really say what you said and did you mean it? I really said what I said and I meant that shit. Hold me to it. You know, I'm really big on telling people to hold me to my word. I'll let you know when I don't want to be taken serious. You know what I mean? I'll communicate that with you. No problem. But in this kind of situation, I'm dead serious. I'm stressed out. It's giving me anxiety. I told you to not keep doing this with me every day. You do this every day. I'm already worried about what the hell the state of the world is going through. You know, like I said, it's a lot happening at one time. I don't want to see negative situations on my phone from my mother all day. I don't have the capacity to take on your stress along with mine when I'm trying to maintain somewhat of a healthy mental state in this time frame during this COVID is what we're talking about here. And so I went on ahead and blocked her because you just now crossed the boundary. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I done told you multiple times over and over and over what I was not taking from you any longer, what I did not want to deal with. I gave you the reason why I did not want to deal with this. And you don't always got to give a reason. You don't always got to give a reason. For me, I'm going to give you a reason because I personally like to have a reason. That's just me. And I'm a firm believer. Again, you guys already know what's up. Treat people how you want to be treated. If I feel the need that I like a reason, therefore, I'm going to give you a reason. Whether you care that you have a reason or not, that's how I'm going to approach you because that's how I like to be. That's how I understand certain things. You know what I mean? You give what you get. But, you know, that's just what it was. That was my boundary. That's how I set it. Now, what makes no sense to me is somebody setting a boundary with somebody in the midst of simply could have had a conversation. So somebody been making you feel some kind of way for so long and they're unbeknownst to them. Like they don't know. They have no idea that they're offending you. They don't know how you've been feeling. They don't know that you've been feeling disrespected. They don't know that you're feeling vulnerable. They don't know that you have a fear against them. They don't know anything. You feel me? They just know what it is because a lot of times you probably allowed it.
like, we got to be very real. And this is when you have to take your own self accountability. You probably allowed it. And so one thing that we need to understand, you guys, people are not mind readers. People are not going to sit here and read your mind about how they should be treating you. You set the tone on how you want to be treated. Plain and simple. You set the tone on how you want to be addressed, how you want to be treated, what you going for, and what the fuck you ain't going for. That's that. And then that gives another a person the opportunity to either respect it and go ahead and keep chucking along with you, disrespect it and blatantly just not give a fuck and shit on your parade, or mutually come to a conclusion to where they hear you and they respect where you're coming from, but they just ain't with it. And that's when you guys agree to disagree, but you guys are able to coexist. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of times what happens is people go a long time without having these conversations, these uncomfortable conversations with people. This person doesn't know what's going on, but then you turn around and set a boundary, set a quote-unquote boundary. You just went straight to a boundary. You didn't even give them no chance to, like, resolve, no chance to take accountability, no chance to self-correct, no nothing. You really, what it came down to is you were uncomfortable with the conversation and addressing it as in a certain way, maybe having some kind of a conclusion, which is an adult way to go about things. And you just threw the boundary out there. I'm setting a boundary. Oh, you know what? I'm setting boundaries with that. I'm protecting my boundaries. I'm protecting my peace. Da, 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 da. They don't even know that they disturbed your peace. They don't got a clue. Because you didn't sat in their face, you kiki, you ha-ha, you swept underneath the rug, you swept underneath the door and all that stuff, and you made it seem like it was okay. So that person kept playing in your face. We as adults have to be honest with ourselves and understand and look at how that sounds. For me, I like to think I'm a very fair person, and I look at it. All sides of the picture. I cross all T's and dot all I's. The reason why I'm really big on that is because I like people to look at the full picture with me. And I like people to cross all their T's and dot their I's with me. Like, hear me out. You feel me? So I'm also going to hear you out. I'm also going to look at the bigger picture here. And the reality of it is that ain't even fair for that other person. That you sat back and let them, allowed them to play in your face. That ain't nobody's fault but yours. This is where I'm talking about accountability. That ain't nobody's fault but your fault that you sat back and allowed them to keep fucking over on your time because you were too uncomfortable or too afraid or too bitch or too pussy or whatever the case may be to address it. Because it can be a little bit of all of that, you know, who knows? And I mean, and sometimes you got to really sit back and just own it. Own it, like really own it for what that was. Like, you know what? I was afraid to have this conversation with you. You understand what I'm saying? It made me uncomfortable to have this conversation with you. It will blow your guys' mind on how something that simple right there, addressing somebody with that right there, if that's your truth, like, hey, you know what? I've been letting this go on for quite some time because I'm going to be 100 with you. I didn't really know how to address it. I didn't really know how to say this or what tone to use or, you know, what time was it. You'll be so amazed on how that is received. Like, you will be so amazed on how, if you're dealing with a mature adult, on the conversation that you guys can have right there and dead whatever it is and really come to an understanding in a very healthy manner and still maintain whatever loving relationship that you guys have, whether it be a friendship, family, lover, romantic, anything like that. Communication truly is key. I cannot stress that enough. You understand what I'm saying? Even if it's an uncomfortable conversation, work on how to have that conversation. I don't give a fuck if you in the mirror talking to yourself. I do. I like to communicate. Communication is not a scary thing for me. I still have conversations in the mirror. You feel me? That's not abnormal. You know what I mean? And for me, really, honestly, I'm the kind of person where I have to, depending on what kind of conversation I'm about to have with what kind of person, I have to play out the event, the timing, whether I want somebody there with me or not, for whatever reasons that I may have. And then I sit down and think about the reasonings that I have. And it really depends on the level and the sacredness of this relationship that I'm trying to either save or if I don't really give a fuck. And if you don't give a fuck, then I mean, hey, all power to you. Move on about your way. But that ain't really you setting a boundary. You just didn't give a fuck and you did a cutoff. Okay? And there's a difference here. And we need to be really clear with our expressions and our terms when it comes to these certain things, because I've been noticing, I've had conversations with people, family members, and they're like, I don't even know why they're not talking. Like, she just not, and they don't even know. Best friends for years falling out, they never, you know. And I mean, hey, we all know people, you grow apart, things happen. We understand that, but you can talk about that. Hey, I don't like how this made me feel. One thing about me, I don't give a fuck about telling somebody my feelings is hurt. You know what I'm saying? And that's the funny part about it. People be thinking like, oh, you know, sure, you're just so bold and you don't have any emotion. People would treat me as if I have no emotions. People would dump shit on me as if I'm just hella strong where I can take it. I had to start really telling people like, yo, I'm not really all that strong. I'm not just posting it. Like, I'm not going to just post it and, you know, chucking yourself. I'm going to look you dead in your face and tell you like, you know what? I can't handle that. I can't handle that. Like, that's really heavy on my plate. It's really not for me. That gives me some type of anxiety. You finna continue to live your life and be very happy, and I'm finna be, like, torn down for a while off some shit that it really ain't got nothing to do with me. I have communicated these things to people before, and sometimes it was received, you know, all good, and sometimes it wasn't, and sometimes it was just it was what it was, you know? I'm pretty good with people to understand and get a gist of what their reactions mean to me. And it doesn't really surprise me a lot of times how people do react to certain boundaries that I have personally set. But I've never went into a boundary and not have had a conversation before we got here, ever. I could truly say that. The only boundaries I can say that I don't really feel no need to really communicate about, but I will if I need to, is like at work. We all have natural boundaries at work, right? You're not finna go to work just talking all kind of crazy. There's a certain limitation of how you talk to your coworkers, right? Unless you guys are actually friends, became friends, or friends first and then worked together, or you guys became real friends at work and you guys have your own little inside jokes, whatever that looks like for you. But I've just been noticing that a lot of people have been getting things misconstrued and taking the term boundary for granted, really, kind of hiding behind it. In a sense, you know, is what it's starting to look like to me in a lot of cases. I set a boundary with her so that way I'm not talking to her no more. Instead of letting her know what it is that stresses you the fuck out that she does to you, and you know, pretty much give them a warning like, I'm not gonna be no longer able to deal with this. That way, when that strong arm hits, ain't nobody confused because you already said what it was. You made it very clear about how you was finna move and what you was doing. Like, you understand what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I believe in asserting yourself. You guys know how I feel about properly asserting yourself. Everybody has the right to assert themselves. We're all human. You understand what I'm saying? We all deserve respect and understanding. We all deserve that. It doesn't mean that you're always gonna get it. It does not mean that you're always going to get it. And we're all in this whole battle of growing up and learning things and unlearning things to relearn things, understanding how to healthily monitor certain actions and things of that nature. Nobody's in this alone. You feel me? Like, ain't nobody in this alone. I can't stress that enough. And I'm not just talking. I hope that by now, y'all know damn well. If I'm just be talking, y'all know damn well when I'm just be talking. But I'm serious about this conversation because I think it's been really getting out of hand. People on some, you know, this idea, but I've asked people. I've had conversations with partners and they're telling me certain things about this person that they feel a certain way about. I've boldly asked, like, have you told this person this? I can't tell you how many times a person has told me, like, nah, I really haven't. So you mean to tell me, and I had to tell somebody this one time, and I think they had to, like, really look at the bigger picture. And I had to, like, low-key laugh because I couldn't. It just, I don't know, something hit me that day, and it just, like, got me. And they're telling me how, you know, they felt a certain type of way and all this and this and that and how everybody, it was actually a friend group. This is why, you know, real shit though, y'all, friend groups can be messy as fuck. Because why? People are easily influenced by people within the group. This is why I do a lot of one-on-ones. I kid you not, motherfuckers be in the friend group acting like each other, going against each other, having side conversations, just a bunch of messy shit that I'm just not really here for. I'm not even that type of person. It's really unfortunate, but that's reality and that's real life. And I don't put nothing past nothing. But in the friend group, everybody's talking about these feelings, these emotions, and blah, blah, blah. And I looked at it like, again, I don't focus on big things. I focus on one at a time, right? So I asked this particular person, like, yo, have you talked to that person? Like, directly. Fuck what everybody else got to say about the situation and whatnot. We're talking about your relationship with this person. Have you talked to him directly? And the answer was no. And it blew my mind, and I had to bring it to their attention. Like, so you mean to tell me you've been having conversations about this person with everybody else besides that person, things that bother you, but you have not talked to that person directly to give them clarity and understanding of where you're standing on with them and how you feel about this or how they've been making you feel, but you going to everybody else, I mean, doing what? You feel me? Like, are you looking for resolution? Are they giving you some kind of resolve? Or at this point, are you gossiping and being messy but don't want to call it that? Because that's what it's giving. That's what it's giving. It's giving that you're being messy and gossiping, y'all having a kiki riot over here in the corner. That person over there, unbeknownst to him or her, don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? And you're just going to continue to allow them to keep walking blindly like that, keep playing in your face like that. And they might not even mean it. They might not even mean it. That's like somebody walking around with a resting bitch face and they don't even notice it. They don't notice it until you ask them, like, why are you looking like that? Then like, oh, what? Like, you know, looking like what? Looking like how? Oh, girl, I wasn't even paying attention. I didn't even know. Like, and sincerely do not know. They don't know unless you bring it to their attention. You can't be out here assuming people to just be, yes, people should treat and treat others kindly and be nice and things like that, just off of basic human courtesy. You know what I mean? We all have certain morals and mannerisms that we were like taught in like fucking preschool, kindergarten. You know what I mean? But the reality of it is everybody was raised differently, different ethnicities, different backgrounds, different household structures, different parenting. There's so many things that make people different. I think we're living in a society where everybody is so much alike. The way they're acting, the way they're looking, the way they're dressing, the things that they're listening to, the movements that they want to be on. Everybody wants so much to be looking and doing what the other person is doing. I think that it's really, really scary and sad and unfortunate that we are really losing originality. A lot of people don't even know. Our young generation don't even really know what originality looks like. Look at our movies. Y'all remaking movies that we've already seen. Ain't nobody really coming out with fresh-ass ideas no more. Y'all remaking music. Y'all are bringing back, I mean, fashion, that's always going to do a 360 and come back around. So I'm not even going to tap with the fashion because, I mean, you know, I'm a heavy believer in that. But everything is, you know, it's just, it's crazy to me. Nothing's being original no more. And society's getting lost. Like, we getting lost out here, y'all. Like, I don't think that we really are in tune too much of how, what's really playing out right now. You feel me? So I think it's something that we all need to sit back and really look at. Look at certain relationships that you're dealing with right now that you so-called cut off because you're protecting your mental health, but they don't even know what the fuck you protecting. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, to be fair, in certain cases, you don't have to explain what you're protecting to them, and you are warranted a cut off with no explanation. Certain things do warrant that type of behavior. I'm not gonna make it seem like that ain't never necessary. Sometimes that type of behavior and that type of raw cut off is absolutely necessary. I'm not going to say that it's not necessary. You understand what I'm saying? But I think now it's being, that's happening more often than what I think it needs to be. And there's a lot of things that can be an avoidance. Another thing is, look at it like this, you low-key being selfish. Because if this person, I mean, I would like to think you got some kind of love for them if you let them drive your ass up the wall for so long. You know what I'm saying? And not tell them. You know, clearly you were protecting their feelings or their emotion, or you didn't want to hurt their, you know, you didn't want to hurt them, or you didn't want to raffle them, or maybe they're fighting depression and you didn't want to be that that last bullet to the gun that they have to their head. You don't want to be that last drip of wind that can push them off the cliff. I mean, there's so many things that, you know, that you do. Everybody does things for a reason. I'm not going to say that they don't. But I do think that more so, we should do our due diligence. And I know I said that wrong, but I know you guys know what I meant by that. I've been really working on my my vocabulary and my English and my speech and things of that nature, because I need to. It's a self-accountability. But, you know, they're not, you know, doing their due diligence. I got it right that time, y'all. And I wasn't thinking too much when I said it. But anywho, by holding them accountable and allowing them, giving them the grace to change. You know, not only do we need to give ourselves grace, that I know that we all need to really work on, you know, we got to start really working on giving people grace. You know, I have my moments where I have to remind myself to give my parents grace. You know what I mean? Going back to the example that I used. Excuse me. I haven't mastered that yet. I have not mastered that yet, but it's something that I am aware that needs to be worked on. You know what I mean? I just happen to work on it and kind of chip away at it at my own pace. But I'm aware. I'm not going to walk around acting like I'm not aware. Like, that's crazy. Damn near ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, there's no way we can be at these big ages moving like children. You know, that's really childish to not be able to sit back and address something in a conversation, especially if that, you know, you fuck with that person, you love that person, why not bring it to their attention? What you talking to everybody else about it for, making it a very messier, bigger problem and situation than it really needed to be. It didn't need to be that. You know what I'm saying? You could have had that conversation and didn't even need to get to the point you set a boundary. Like I said, a boundary is you constantly telling somebody what you don't want to deal with from them or what you're not having. They keep on disrespecting it or whatever the case may be, or they just flat out don't give a fuck about it. And then they, you know, you go in and set that with them. And then the thing is this, understand this, when you do set a boundary with somebody and you let it be known that this is a boundary for you with that person because you communicate that, then you are giving that person the opportunity to respect your boundary and to move forth. Or they're not going to respect your boundary, then you're going to go ahead and handle that situation accordingly. You understand what I'm saying? But it all comes down to speaking of what you're doing this for and really having clarity of why you're setting certain things in motion. People doing things out here with no clue in the world. There is no clarity. You're just doing. And I'm not saying that, you know, just doing is not okay. But I think at this age, we have to be held accountable to a certain level. We're adults. We should be mature enough to handle certain situations betterly. I believe that growth, that's one thing about growth. Growth is being presented with the same situation that you've been dealing with for so long and handling it differently. That's growth. Growth isn't walking away and running away or shutting that door or creating that boundary. Test yourself in every single element that you can test yourself in before you even start making those type of moves. Look at the bigger picture and see. I was just talking to my sister not that long ago. I was having a conversation with one of the homies' spouse, and we were talking about a situation of, you know, a parent not being the best parent in the world, but then losing their child, right? Losing their child and that child feeling very strongly about the parent. And I, you know, either wrote down in their wishes, their will, or maybe that other parent feels like, you know, that child is, I mean, that other parent, the father, let's go with mom, dad, and daughter, or mom, dad, and son. Let's go with mom, dad, and son. Son and dad didn't have the best relationship in the world. Son felt very heavy against the father. Don't want nothing to do with the father or anything of that nature. God rest his soul. Son passes away. Mom is, of course, heartbroken because, you know, son is gone now. And she knows how son felt about father, right? However, in my heart, father should still have the right to come and pay his last wishes with his child, or at least see his child in, you know, in his grave or whatever the case may be. Like, he has a right to come and pay his last respect. That's his child. That's their child. You know what I'm saying? And I like to believe that that was my situation. I wouldn't stand between that because you could never get that back. It's already, for me, it's already unfortunate enough that y'all beat for so long while this child was here that you didn't even, you got to sit with that for the rest of your life, the rest of your remaining life. You got to sit with that your son left this earth without y'all coming to some type of amends. You know what I'm saying? That's already got to kill you. You're already crushed by that. What do I look like stabbing you in the heart and just twisting it in you? I'm going to give you that. You know, I think you deserve that. Now, my partner spouse was in complete disagreement with me, which was fine. He felt how you felt. He felt strongly in that, and he expressed himself and why. And I just was like, I understand and I respect it. I get it, but I'm still not with that. I still don't agree with that. I still think that a parent has the right to come through and pay that last wish, whether they were, you know, are invited or not. I feel like, well, won't they get carried out? They get carried out. For me, I'm going to respect that mom or dad getting carried out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to respect them coming up here and trying. I'm going to respect them sitting outside that chapel just to see their baby get wheeled out. I'm going to respect that because that's their very last moment. They can't get that back. Time is precious. You've already wasted so much. You're sitting with that guilt. Why keep going? You know what I'm saying? And for whatever reason, in the midst of this debate, he tried his very hardest to, like, make me feel so bad because I did not see it his way. I'm talking about talking to me like crazy, like, you dumb as fuck for feeling that way. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. You sound dumb as fuck, da-da-da-da-da, like talking like that, right? If you know me well, any other time I'd have been like, nigga, who the fuck you talking to, nigga? And then we would have got into it. Like, I would have spoke my mind and be like, you sound, who the fuck you talking to? I hung up, or I would have checked his ass, right? I felt no need. For some reason, I was just 100% aware that this person was trying to trigger me and take me out of my element. But I meant what I said, and I said it in a calm tone, and you're not finna sit back and shuffle my thoughts. I don't care how you insulted me right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how you're trying to shame me and what I truly believe because I don't agree with you. I didn't understand why we couldn't agree to disagree, but he just wasn't with it. He just wanted me so badly to see it his way, and I absolutely wouldn't, and I will never see it that way, not with that particular topic. I ain't never finna agree with that, ever. And that was I was stern as fuck in that. But the fact that he tried to, like, antagonize me and, like, get at me and, like, shame me and make me feel bad and, like, belittle me with his words, I really sat back and was like, damn, you grown, Shreddy. Like, you just keep growing, baby. Keep shining. Telling myself this, like, damn, like, wow, he talking reckless. And I damn near laughed. I was hitting my blend laughing, like, this thing is crazy. Like, I just was like, this is crazy. Like, he's that shook to where he's cussing me out damn near because I don't see it his way. And he wants me so badly to see it his way. Like, okay. That was growth. It wasn't me like, you know what, I'm setting the boundary how you're talking to me. Da, 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 da. I looked at it like, nah, you got the right to feel and, you know, say how you feel. That doesn't change. I got the right to see and, you know, say how I feel. And this is where I'm at with it. And I handled that very elegantly. I was really, really proud of myself. Very, very proud of myself that I handled that the way that I did. And I walked away from that with a lesson like, damn, people really do, you know, test you when you're growing. People really do want to, you know, force certain things on you. You know what I mean? Gaslight you. You know what I'm saying? That's another term that's being used, used incorrectly. But really, that's what that was. He was really trying to get me to doubt my sanity. You know what I mean? Like, you're not finna manipulate me. Like, you're not finna gaslight me about this on this situation, because that's not what it is. We're two adults. We can agree to disagree, and that's that. And that was, you know, that settled that. That was a conversation. It was damn near kind of uncomfortable how he was going about it, but it was a conversation, and I did not, you know, and I was proud about how I handled that. I was proud that I handled that situation properly, that I did not run from that, that I did not go back into my, you know, how I can be, how I still am. I'm not going to sit there and act like, you know, y'all be listening to my pod. You know, some people fucking with it, some people not. Some people who know me personally can be like, damn, sure, you have matured so much. You've grown so much. Whatever case may be, and shout out to y'all. I love to hear that. I don't really get to hear that much. I hear a lot of you know, Trinity, you don't be giving a fuck. You know, you speaking your mind. It's like, okay, well, you know, shine a little light on my growth. I need that because I definitely shine light on everybody else's growth. That matters. It matters to tell somebody that, you know, keep going. Keep coming back. It's like you go into an AA club and you get up, I mean, an AA meeting and you get up every time, you know, you say what you got to say and they congratulate you for the 1 day, the 2 day, the 30 day, the 1 year, the 5 year, the 10 year, and keep telling you to coming back, to keep coming back. There's a reason why that process is the way that it is. There's a reason for that, y'all. Things are the way things are in certain situations because that's just how it works. It makes sense. You know what I mean? It's a process. So I don't know. I'm not going to keep on carrying on about it. I just really wanted to come on and share my thoughts. If you guys got any kind of stories or concerns about somebody supposedly setting a boundary towards you that you didn't even, you had no idea of. I mean, I don't know does this resonate with you? Does it make sense? Do you think that you may need to go back and revisit some certain situations that you found yourself in that you've been dealing with that you quote unquote are, you know, set a boundary for, but really you just realize that you're hiding behind this quote unquote boundary and you didn't even give them an opportunity to show you some type of understanding and respect because they don't even know what they're doing that annoys you or that triggers you or that bothers you. They don't have a clue. They're just existing because you have simply kept allowing them to exist the way that they have been existing. Accountability, y'all. I'm going to go ahead. You know, I mean, that's really all that's all I got for y'all really this week. I'm going to keep it, you know, strictly on that. And I'm going to get on about my way. It's been a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Spaz. This was Spaz, y'all. Bye.